Hello, and welcome to Dirty Lazy Girl, a podcast that believes rules are made to be broken.
And you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Hello, I'm Stephanie Laska, best-selling author of the book series Dirty Lazy Keto. And this here is my best friend and dog walking partner of 8 years.
I'm Dr. Tamara Snezik, professor of sociology, but you might also call me the Dirty Lazy Consigliere, as I was the very first friend, number one, to sign up for the Dirty Lazy Facebook support group, which is now over 150,000 members, Stephanie. Woo-woo!
Woo! That's what I'm talking about.
Welcome to the Dirty Lazy Girl Podcast.
Today's podcast is brought to you by the perfect holiday gift. It is my new book, The Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook, Bend the Rules to Lose the Weight. Podcast listeners that pre-order the book get a free bonus gift. You're welcome. It includes a free enrollment in a 30-day cookbook boot camp, a personalized nameplate sent to your house, and also exclusive discounts from Lancato and Enlightened Ice Cream. Purchase 3 cookbooks, receive a custom free red Dirty Lazy Keto apron. Links to order and how to redeem your free bonus gift are available at dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Okay, Stephanie, I'm going to start with my little travel nightmare story.
Oh, no.
My most recent one, which I learned to expect the unexpected because my daughter and I were traveling actually on Amtrak, but we had to go on an Amtrak bus first.
That's old school.
Yes.
I love it.
But it was fun.
Okay.
Until my daughter announced that she says, I feel sick, which I didn't move or do anything. At that moment, I should have just known puke was coming because that's exactly what happened. I mean, before I turned my head, she was just vomiting everywhere. So I'm desperately looking for something to catch it, and I had nothing.
Were you on the bus or the train?
This is on a crowded, hot bus. It was awful. And I happened to have this brand new coat I bought. I just shoved it under her, so she's puking into my coat. The rest was all over her, over myself. And there was there was a restroom, but it was out of order. So we had nothing to clean it up with. Nothing. So literally we sat there till we got to the transfer holding puke. I mean, it was awful. Waiting for her to puke again. We weren't sure. So we finally transfer, but the transfer was so hard because I'm carrying a puke-filled coat, a pukey daughter. We're trying to get her luggage, trying to get our tickets. So we finally... I don't know how. I'm sure the conductor thought we were disgusting. But we finally get on the train, and we finally, while the train is moving, had to scramble to find ways to clean ourselves up. But that was like, one of those moments that you can't really be ready for entirely, although I wish I had brought some handy wipes. So advanced tip number one, always carry handy wipes.
Oh my gosh, Tamara, that sounds horrible.
It was horrible.
Well, I don't know if I can compete with that level of disgustingness.
No.
That's pretty bad. I mean, I love to travel. Love it, love it, love it. So I'm always thinking, how could I do this better and just where to go next? But I have this thing, I call it my fantasy travel self.
Oh.
Okay?
Okay.
It's like my imaginary friend that would be perfect at all this, because it's hard.
Yeah.
But my imaginary fantasy travel self would be very organized. And I even dream of laminating a list of to-dos. That is how, anal.
Martha Stewart.
I'm very anal retentive. I'm just going to say it. Yeah. It's honest. But, okay, it's not happening. I have yet to do it. This is my fantasy.
Yeah.
But, you know what? This year alone, I'm kind of embarrassed to say, but I've been on probably more than a dozen trips.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm obsessed with it. Yeah. I have to travel.
Travel's fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
And so many of my trips, they have been across the country. Mm-hmm. Two were out of the country. But every time I travel, Tamara, even though I do it all the time, I have rookie mistakes.
And you keep making them?
The same. The same rookie. What? Well, just dumb stuff. Like, I came home from one big trip and there were a dozen newspapers on my front porch.
Oh,
like, stupid,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Just, obviously, I forgot to cancel the paper.
Yeah.
But the funniest one, though, is recently we were all loading up the car at the crack of dawn, mm-hmm. putting in the suitcases, blah, 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 all climbing in. And then our dog started to climb in the car, Lulu.
And she wasn't scheduled to go on the trip?
No. No, Lulu was not going to the airport.
Oh, goodness.
And we're all like, what do we do with the dog? Like, why is the dog here? Like, she should be at the kennel. Who made the reservation? Nobody. And she didn't even have her shots. It was like, it was bad.
So what'd you do?
Tamara, I need to do better. I need to do better. I need this episode to help me.
I know. Because does travel have to be so stressful and chaotic and crazy? I mean, is there a way to make it better?
I know, with the holidays coming up, too, I'm sure a lot of people are traveling. You know, whether it's in the car or a train or a bus or a plane.
Yeah.
We're all going somewhere.
Yeah.
We need to figure this out so we don't have a disaster.
I know.
Like puke or the dog or newspapers, whatever.
Yeah, exactly. So help is here, listeners, with the right prep work and packing tips. We are here to help you get your trip going on the right foot. We've prepared some dirty, lazy girl band-aids that will help you make traveling amazing. But first, a quick break.
Just in case you forgot, I don't want you to forget, listeners. Free bonus gift for podcast listeners that pre-order the new cookbook. It's called The Dirty Lazy Keto Cookbook, Bend the Rules to Lose the Weight. And the pre-order bonus gift includes a free enrollment in a 30-day cookbook bootcamp, personalized nameplate, and exclusive discounts from Lincato and Enlightened Ice Cream. Purchase 3, you will receive a free red custom Dirty Lazy Keto apron. Links to order and redeem your free bonus gift are at my website, dirtylazyketo.com/books.
Awesome. So let's get to the meat and potatoes, Stephanie.
Well,
the issue.
the truth is, I mean, traveling is stressful, Tamara.
It's really stressful. It's worth it, I mean, to go through the stress, but it's stressful because it takes a lot of legwork.
It really does.
You can't just go. You have to pack. You have to anticipate all the things you're going to need. I mean, there's a lot of work involved.
And it's not cheap.
No, there's financial issues.
It is expensive unless you really, you know, shop the deals. But that takes time.
Yeah, because like even beyond the tickets, the plane tickets or the gas money, eating out's expensive.
Right.
And souvenirs. And you notice it always costs more than you budget.
Always costs more than you think.
Way more than you budget.
And just getting your stuff ready. Like, my mom is leaving on a big trip coming up. She's been packing for like 3 weeks.
Wow.
It's almost kind of ruining her trip because she's so worried about forgetting something.
Yes.
You know? So I think it's a lot of anxiety just beforehand.
It is. And there's a lot of unknown. I mean, that's the great thing about traveling is that you get this adventure and it isn't known. But the unknown is also scary. It produces a lot of anxiety. Like, am I going to get lost there? Am I going to be safe there?
Right.
I mean, am I
going to... Where am I going? Are we going to have fun?
Yeah. Is my visa going to expire? You know, whatever. There's like a gazillion unknowns.
Yeah. Well, we want to make sure our listeners have a good time and have realistic expectations, too.
Yeah.
You know, you're not maybe going to have a picture-perfect vacation.
No.
You might have to be ready for the sick child or the forgotten dog.
Yeah. In fact, it's guaranteed.
It is guaranteed.
Something always goes wrong.
Sometimes those are the best memories.
And that's the thing, I guess. Well, that's part of dealing with it is having the right attitude towards it, I think.
For sure.
Yeah. So let's get into that.
Okay.
What are some of our dirty, lazy girl band-aids for travel?
Well, I think for me, the most important tip I have for our listeners is to be honest about what kind of trip they want and pack accordingly.
Hmm.
And what I mean by that is if you want to work on your vacation, which a lot of people do, I do when I'm on a plane ride, I love to work on my books because it's quiet.
Yeah.
Kids aren't talking to me. They're on their devices. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I can get my work done for like whatever many hours.
Yeah.
And that's okay with me, but be honest.
Okay.
And then furthermore,
so don't say I'm not going to touch work when you know darn well you are.
And that's okay. Like, just be honest. Okay. If you are someone who likes to exercise on vacation, then bring your workout stuff.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, you know, the stereotypical person says, oh, you have to unplug on your trip and you have to be with your family or you have to do this, you have to do that. No. if you want to work out, if you want to do, you know, work from your job, if whatever it is you want to do, if you don't want to work out, that's that's okay too. But make the choice, own it, and then set your intentions while you pack.
Because the last time, we only got a couple days, and I remember thinking, I don't want to work out. And I felt really guilty.
Yeah.
And I packed them in my suitcase, and finally I just had to say to myself, I am not going to work out. Just admit it and be okay with it.
It's That's
okay
fine.
To go on a vacation and not work out.
You don't have to if you don't want to. But I just feel sad for people that pack half their suitcase with like hardback books, tons of papers for work. You know, all these workout clothes, and then they don't work out or don't work, and then they're angry and sad.
Yeah, and then you're mad at yourself.
Right, so just be honest.
Yeah.
That's my thing.
Okay.
What's yours?
Well, one thing I think you should prepare for, I mean, you know, is any kind of lost important documents, because these are hard to recover from on a trip. So, for instance, your credit card, notify your, especially if you're going out of state or out of the country, especially notify your credit cards. Hey, I'm going to be in New Mexico or whatever. And then I think you should take at least two credit cards, one that you're going to use and a backup one in case you lose it. And I put it in a different place, like in my hidden in my suitcase or in the hotel room if you're okay, you know, if they have a safe or something. And also I recommend that you scan all your important documents like your passport, your credit card, your driver's license, and that way if they get lost, you have all the numbers. Like if your credit card gets lost, you can just go on your email, look at the phone number, have your credit card number there, and they'll, you know, get you squared away.
And I like how you said email it to yourself, because you could totally access that anywhere, no matter where you are.
Yeah.
So if it's stolen or lost,
yes,
you can always get your email.
Yes. So I recommend that. It's a peace of mind, too.
Sure.
Before you even leave.
It's safe. Yeah. And you know what? That's space conserving as well. We were kind of cleaning up our bags for our last trip. Yeah. And I added a lot of our things from our wallet, our documents and such, in our calendar, like our digital calendar and our Apple wallet. That way we're not like boarded down with all these pieces of paper and copies of stuff. Just stick it in your digital wallet. It's a lot less space.
Yes. And it's much better.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Tamara, one of my big issues when I travel is food.
Yes. Me too.
That's my most important issue is food. Yeah. And I know a lot of our listeners, especially if they're doing Dirty Lazy Keto, a lot of them will go on the Facebook group and ask what they can bring through TSA or just traveling in general in the car, like what travels well. Yeah. So I did want to share some of my favorites that I do bring
while
I'm traveling, no matter if it's to grandma's or to Puerto Rico.
Okay.
I bring a lot of food, people. but my big tip is to put it in a giant gallon Ziploc clear bag, okay? Because when you go through, like, security, no matter what transportation, they're always wanting to check on what you're bringing, pull out that giant Ziploc in one fell swoop, boom, throw it down for security to inspect. It's all in one spot. It's also easier to find while you're traveling if it's all in one bag.
Yes.
So some of the things I put in there, which you may laugh at, but whatever. I'm always hungry. Okay, so I put in an avocado, mini pouches of peanut butter, nut butter, cream cheese, actual mini butters, like the restaurant size, sugar-free gum, Splenda. You can never have too much of that. Silverware, like the plastic ones, napkins, salt packets. Very important.
Really?
I don't want an avocado if it doesn't have salt on it.
Oh, you just eat the avocado raw?
Yeah, with salt.
Oh, wow.
Oh, it's delicious. Okay, nuts, chia seeds in a Ziploc. You can make cereal in the hotel room with that. Mm-hmm. I also do Ziplocs of bacon or other deli meats, depending on how far I'm going. Hard-boiled eggs can be stinky, but whatever.
Yeah, like it's important to me. Some of this needs to be refrigerated, no?
Well, not all of it. Like the eggs, but the rest.
You could get away
with. Do for a one-day trip.
Like celery would be fine.
Yeah. And pepperoni is another one. Those are sealed.
Yeah.
Celery sticks. That's my favorite.
Yeah.
Beef jerky or any jerky. Cheese sticks, protein bars, protein powder in a Ziploc. Low-carb tortillas travel well. And I also sometimes do a green apple.
Yum.
Green apple. A little bit of carbs, but, you know, whatever.
But then you don't have to worry about, oh, my God, is there something I'm going to eat? I can eat while I'm there on the plane. And that worry, you just took away all that worry.
I might still enjoy food while I'm traveling, but even if I'm backpacking, I want to have snacks with me that I feel comfortable with.
Yes.
So for me, that works.
And I, a related tip for what I've done too is once you're at your destination, find a grocery store.
Love it.
Honestly, like my daughter does a lot of travel, sports travel team. She's on a volleyball travel team. So we don't go super far. But the problem is we're stuck all day in a gymnasium, like all day, and all they have is snack bar nachos.
Yeah.
And like sodas. So, and if I, and I pack food, but by the end of the tournament, I'm low. So, and then when we get home from the tournament, I don't necessarily want to eat out every meal.
Sure.
So we find a grocery store and you can stock up on all that, you know, yogurts and fruit and veggies, and it's makes you feel so much better.
A little bit better.
And then you can save, you know, your trying new foods and new places for your dinner, and then the rest of the time you have your healthier stuff.
Sounds economical too.
Yeah,
you save money. I like that.
Yeah.
You know, when you're traveling as well, people need to drink a lot of water.
Yeah.
I think we did our poop episode that everybody loves the poop episode.
Yes.
But seriously, when you're traveling in a car, a plane, whatever, it's dehydrating. It can be constipating.
Yes.
I recommend everybody pack an empty disposable water bottle. And I say disposable because it gets gross after a few days.
Yeah.
And you might need a new one.
Just throw it away.
Throw it away. Get another one.
Yeah.
And bring those flavored packets, you know, or even dry tea bags.
Yeah.
And that way you can make your travel water more tasty.
And this is TMI.
Yeah.
But it also prevents bladder infections because I get those every time I travel because I'm not hydrated.
You got to. And get the aisle seat.
Yes.
You know, so like you just did a flight to New York last week and I got up probably more than anyone else on the plane.
Yeah.
Like once an hour to pee. Whatever.
Yeah.
I felt hydrated.
Good, that's good. I know.
Whatever. That's me again, going to the bathroom.
That reminded me of another tip about the disposable water bottle, just throwing it away. There's other things that you can bring that you can just throw away. This is, you know, remember on our underwear episode, we said get rid of those nasty underwear?
Yeah.
Well, here's a way to do it. Bring those on your trip and then throw them away after you wear them.
Ooh.
And you don't have to bring them back.
That's a very sneaky tip.
Yes.
Well, in case you need a cocktail on your trip, we want you to have a good time. I did check with TSA, and you can bring those mini alcohol bottles if they're 1.7 ounces, the small ones, in a reasonable quantity.
Oh, really?
That's what they wrote. I thought that was funny.
What is that, 10?
I don't know. a reasonable quantity. If it's larger, you have to do it in your checked luggage.
Okay.
And then just as a side note, legally,
yes,
you're not allowed to technically drink those on the plane.
Oh, okay. But you could bring them for...
You could do something and not tell me.
Stephanie.
But legally, that's what it says. And this is the funniest tip ever.
Okay.
You can actually go on Ask TSA on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
And they have a live, like, dialogue going where you can send them pictures of stuff.
And they'll tell you.
They'll tell you if it's allowed.
Oh, that's kind
of
neat.
Ask TSA. I checked it out.
That's kind
of
neat.
Yeah, because people go on there and they're like, oh, can I bring, you know, Tupperwares of Thanksgiving dinner? And can I bring a frozen food?
And alcohol's you can ask. Expensive.
Sure.
So it's nice to have that.
Bring a little cocktail to go.
I know, seriously.
Put it in your travel bag.
Seriously.
For sure. And things to avoid, just so we can wrap up the food category.
Yes.
Do not bring wrapped food like a present.
Oh.
When you're going through security, they will make you unwrap it.
Oh, like if you had a box of C's candy for your loved one. Okay.
Good example.
Oh, I did not know that.
So don't wrap up your food. Obviously, you can't have drinks, canned goods.
Yeah.
Anything gooey like yogurt. They really don't like that.
Yeah.
But bring small little tiny, you know, packets of peanut butter as opposed to a giant jar.
Okay.
My husband did try to go to Missouri this summer with Chipotle for like him and the kids, and they didn't like that. They made him take the tinfoil off, and they dug through the beans and rice.
Okay.
Yeah, it was kind of gross. So just avoid those kinds of elaborate meals to go through security.
Yeah.
It's not such a good idea.
Okay.
But anyway.
Great tips.
Welcome.
This is a little bit related to food.
I could talk about food all day.
I know. Well, I'm going to make this one about food, too, which is...
Getting away from food.
One of the great things about traveling is you get new experiences.
Uh-huh.
And I say, try new foods. Okay, so you bring your staples for your snacks and when you, you know, when you're traveling. But at least once or twice, maybe a day or something, don't be afraid to try new food. And I think what I don't like... And what I see is people having, like, the ugly American attitude, which is...
What's that?
Well, they go to travel, especially abroad, and they want everything to be like America. Like, they'll go to McDonald's. It's like...
That's sad.
I know! And I'm like, don't, you know... And then they're all afraid of everybody else's food because it's not familiar. It's not what they usually eat. And it's like, that's the whole point of going, is trying new things.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, we tried escargot on our last cruise. I know, I was scared to death.
You sure actually, did.
It was good. Have you tried it?
I think I have.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Why not?
But I have to be honest, we were overseas and we did go to McDonald's. Not once, but twice, Tamara. I'm the ugly American.
You are the ugly
American. I also had kids with me.
That's different, too.
But no, that's a good tip.
But try something new.
That's a good tip.
So if you want to have your, you know, familiar breakfast at McDonald's, go for it. Because breakfast is usually very different in other places. But at least, you know, try a couple new
things. You're totally right.
I
like that.
Those are the stories you tell. Like, oh, yeah. we had snails. Ooh,
sure.
It's a big story.
Yeah.
When you get back.
Well, I'm going to listen to you. being on that same note about being the ugly American.
Yeah.
I do try that. Like, I get a lot of books in the library about where I'm going.
Yes.
And I try to find, like, cool stuff the locals do.
Yes.
You know, like, maybe not very expensive either.
Yeah.
Like, we were in New York last week, and we rented rowboats in Central Park.
Oh, how fun.
It was $15, and it was the highlight of my trip.
And how cute.
So cute.
Oh, you could take cute pictures.
We had a little picnic in the rowboat.
Yeah.
And it was very special.
And you can talk to people who've been there. If you can find someone who's traveled there and find the fun little spots like that.
Yeah. So I like that. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah. Great.
Should we talk about packing?
Yes, let's talk about packing.
Okay, packing is serious. What should you wear? Okay, what should you not wear is that neck pillow. Why do people do that? I tried the neck pillow. It's huge and uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Don't bring it.
I've never tried it before. But
people will be writing to us complaining I said that. I say you don't need the damn neck pillow. I suggest wearing a hoodie.
Then how does that help?
Well, you can ball it up under your neck as the same. And then if you do need to sleep on the plane, if you pull it over your face, it's perfect.
And they do have neck pillows that inflate, so you can deflate if you're really set on that.
That's
so
hardcore neck pillowing.
It is,
your chiropractor demands it.
Well, I think if you're going like to Europe and it's a 13-hour flight, you do want to be able to sleep comfortably or at least try to. Having something for your neck.
I don't know. I could talk about this neck pillow all day. It takes up a lot of space.
It does.
And I really do think you could do something as an alternate. But
well, how do we save space? Like what?
Well, less is more.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah. Like I never wear everything I bring.
No, we don't. Overpack. You don't need it all. I think packing in a color scheme helps.
Yeah.
Like, for example, if you do all black shoes
or
all black bottoms and then colored tops.
Yeah, that's what
I do. That way you can
do.
Intermingle.
Like black pants and a
black,
bunch of
shirts. Black in the bottom, different color. Yeah, that works.
Yeah.
And things that, shmush.
Yes.
You need a shmusher. Like a puffy jacket.
Yeah.
Have you seen those down puffy jackets?
Yeah, and they fold up to like a little
Size of your hand.
Those are great, and they're warm, right?
They're super warm. I just had one of those last week for the whole family. They don't take up much space, so you can smush it and put it on the bottom of your bag.
Yeah, that sounds great.
One thing my husband and I argue about, he always tries to bring these hardbacks on flights, and it takes up so much space, and they're heavy.
Yeah.
So I don't think you need 10 magazines and a hardback. Like, pre-read a paperback, make sure it's good.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, pre-read, like, the chapter.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then just bring that. You really don't need...
Or your Kindle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Be all fancy with that.
Yeah, download your book. Holla.
But definitely, I like your tip about wearing all black.
Yeah, yeah.
On the bottom.
Yes.
Maybe.
Yeah, that's what I do.
I do, too.
I know I like jeans, but jeans take up a lot.
Jeans are not comfortable.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Here's the thing. I think whatever you find comfortable in everyday life, take that with you.
Take that,
because then you're wearing something that's uncomfortable when you get there.
That's true.
And then you're irritated because you're uncomfortable.
Because everyone has this like fantasy self, I talked about earlier. Like, I'm gonna wear this sequined gown on my cruise, but really, that's may not be who you are.
No.
So packing clothes.
Yeah.
That you feel good about yourself in, that all kind of match, that can be smushed.
Yes.
It'll have a better experience.
Yes, and probably less than you need. Like, just wear the same pants a couple times.
You're all good.
Yeah.
Change your underwear and throw them away.
Throw them away.
Another trick I learned, you know those, like, cheap dry cleaner hangers.
Yeah.
You know, those wiry ones that we all hate. Yeah. So I travel now with all my clothes on those.
You do?
And then the second you arrive, you zip, 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 open your suitcase, and you hang them all up.
I've never tried that.
Bam.
That'd take you 2 seconds.
It is so easy. And then when you leave, you just throw them all away.
Oh, wow.
I know. We're going to get the waste police after us. But you just leave them in the, you know, the closet. And someone else can use them.
Yeah, they might. Someone else
It's pretty easy to pack and unpack.
Yeah, I'd never thought of that.
And then furthermore.
Yes.
You can tell I really like this stuff.
Okay, no.
I'm like, I love traveling.
Yeah.
Okay, you know those large, like, grocery bags?
Yes.
That we all use? Yes. Like the reusable tote bags? So I always bring one of those, like the big giant one.
Yeah.
Because it's flat. It weighs nothing. And then when you're coming home, like, especially on a plane, they say you can have one personal item and one carry-on. Well, if you have a bunch of stuff with you because you went shopping, you can just put it all in that giant bag.
Perfect.
And then it counts as your one item.
And that's souvenirs. Hello.
Hello.
And then if you don't have anything,
a dollar.
You can just throw it away.
You could.
Or leave it for the next person.
And I travel a lot for work, Tamara, so when I come home from conferences, sometimes I have, like, boatloads of paper and materials from the work meeting, and it's not conducive to carry all that.
Yeah.
So I do bring a flat-rate USPS pre-stamped box in my suitcase.
That's brilliant.
I'm getting all serious.
That is brilliant.
Is like, it is the best. Mail it home. You just mail it home.
I'm going to do that when I go to Europe.
It's amazing.
And mail my souvenirs.
I don't know about how it works internationally. You'll have
to
look into that.
I'm going to find out. Because honestly, I'm worried about that.
It's a big deal.
Because I want to pack light.
But you don't want to miss out.
Yeah, but I kept worrying. Like, I just won't have room for my souvenirs. But why don't I just mail them?
Mail them home. I do it all the time from work meetings. And the concierge or front desk will be happy to help you.
Yeah.
Or if you're staying with family, hey, drop this off at the post office for me.
Wow.
And it's a flat rate. So you can be stuffed big time.
Yeah, love that.
Love it.
Well, when you do pack your suitcase, this is a slightly different note, but make your luggage so that it stands out when it goes down the, what do you call that, the carousel? What is that thing? Is that the carousel?
That sounds good.
Or corral? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, like where the baggies come out and it goes in a circle.
Yeah. So put in like a funky ribbon, or when you're buying your suitcase, if you try, I don't know, I always try to buy a color that people isn't common, like purple with sparkles or something, or a patch or a luggage tag or just some like a giant neon. My friend uses this giant neon tape.
Oh,
she just puts a strip of tape, but it totally stands out.
You could do that from the dollar store.
You go to the dollar store, and then you're not sitting there, like, worrying about your luggage and not, you know, getting the wrong luggage and all that.
I am, myself, I've left my curling irons, my flat irons, and my hair dryers so many times at hotels that I started doing that to my cords on my electronic devices that I bring. So that way, when I'm packing, because you know sometimes housekeeping will wrap it up and stick it underneath the sink?
Yeah.
And then it blends in, and then I leave it. So I put a giant ribbon on the cord of all of my curling irons and stuff.
So that you remember it.
It just jumps out at you when you do that last sweep of the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's smart. You know what I have a friend that does, because she travels a lot?
Uh-huh.
She just has a travel size of all the curling irons and that's separate from her usual one.
That's advanced.
And she keeps it in a bag, and literally when she goes back, it's already packed.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, you can even, I do a separate one with all my toiletries so that I'm not, you know,
running around.
Yeah.
Buying and so little stuff.
I just have travel toiletries sitting there ready to go.
You are very good.
Thank you. You're welcome.
And when you travel with your toiletries, do you put it in a Ziploc or one of those like girly bags?
Both. But
I do like the giant Ziploc thing.
You know, because if it spills, it's a lot easier.
Yeah.
Like, I've had it spill in my pretty little leopard,
Fancy little TJ Maxx bag.
Yeah, and it's a giant friggin' mess.
It's horrible to clean
up. So, stuff that spills and I'm worried about spilling.
I'm doing more Ziplocs.
And you can find it.
You can find it, because I don't like looking for stuff.
Yeah, no, I'm with you on that one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what else? What about purses and backpacks?
I like backpacks and crossbody bags. Any kind of bag that keeps your hands free.
Absolutely.
I love those. Like, I always take my backpack as my carry-on thing because it fits underneath the seat.
For sure.
Yeah. And it has little tiny pockets, and it's worth investing in a good backpack, actually.
I had to go through, like, three different ones over the last couple years to find the one that was the best fit.
Yeah.
But I agree with you. I like having my hands free. Yes. And Tamara, you convinced me to get the cross body bag.
Yes.
Because then you can, like, walk around and enjoy yourself. It's safer.
Yes.
You have your hands free. Yes. You know, to...
You're not... Because especially at the airport, you're having to get your ID out and your passport out or all that stuff, money out. And you need your hands for that.
I like that idea.
Yeah. So I recommend those.
That's a super idea.
And if you have kids, the backpack is, like, crucial. Because you're holding a kid.
You got to have your hands free for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I personally, I get very anxious when I travel. So when I get to the airport, I always, always, always wear tennis shoes and have the backpack on. And then I exercise. I walk the airport.
Oh, wow.
I know it's weird. But it helps calm me down.
Yes.
My husband will be sitting, you know, at the gate, relaxed, reading a book.
Yeah.
But I walk, and I push the you know, carry-ons and have my backpack on, and I get a lot of exercise.
Yeah.
That way when I'm sitting on the flight, I'm not,
you know
all wound up. Yeah.
Yes.
Get all my willies out beforehand.
And buy a pair of tennis shoes that come off easily if you have to take them off during security.
But don't wear those fancy high heels, people.
No, I've done that.
Why do people do that?
Oh, my God, I'm unbuckling my shoes. It's taking like a half an hour.
No, don't do that.
I was like, what was I thinking?
Well, it goes back to the be intentional about what kind of trip you want to have. Yeah. Even when I travel for work, I wear tennis shoes and like stretch pants, and then I change when I get to the work location.
Yeah.
Because then I'm a lot more comfortable.
Yeah. Because you don't want to be uncomfortable.
You do not.
You're running on escalators and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of running around, Tamara, do you like running around on your trips?
No. And this is, okay, I like, instead of running, you know, walking and pacing around at the airport, my thing is
what
I
do you
love
do?
People watching. It's a sociologist in me.
Oh.
Oh, I love, in fact, I annoy my family because they're like, let's go do this. And I'm like, oh, I just want to sit here and watch people. I mean, I just get a kick out of it. But I think most of us try to cram in too much, and then we're grumpy, and then we're exhausted, and the kids start whining, I'm tired, I don't want to go to here and there, you know, so my advice is don't overplan, actually underplan.
Okay.
Like maybe even have a day where you don't have a whole lot going on so that you can explore things that you discovered along the way, but that's a little scary.
Yeah.
You know, not having a tight plan, but that's what I recommend. I think some of the best things happen when you just slow down and just start a conversation with a friend or, you know, sit at a park and have a picnic or something really low key.
Well, I try to listen to your advice, Tamara. I'm always listening to you. I tend to be the opposite where I go so much that I exhaust myself.
Yeah.
Where I'm always like, oh my gosh, I'm here. I have to see everything.
Yeah.
And I really go crazy. And my family doesn't want to do that. So Tamara, I took your advice and we split up now.
Oh.
So my family, if they want to be restful or my husband wants to sit and read a book, like what you're talking about, more low key, they do that. And then I go off on my own.
That's great.
And it works out.
And, you know, you get alone time.
I really like it. Or I take my daughter and we go off and do our thing.
Yeah.
But I'm not burning out my family with the pace that I want to keep up.
You know, and now that I think of it, we kind of naturally do that too. There's always like, because like, I like to shop.
Yeah.
And the guys are like, eh.
Yeah.
And otherwise you're dragging them there.
And then it's miserable and everyone starts fighting.
So they go see a baseball game.
Mm-hmm.
And Ella and I go shopping.
I like that.
Yeah.
Everybody's happy.
And everybody's happy.
We do try to make our kids happy. I know technology can be some kind sucking in our kids.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, if they like it and it keeps the world peaceful and quiet during like a train ride or whatever, I don't mind.
Do it. I'm serious. Let them go over their limits on travel.
Give them a limit just for the travel experience, not the, you know, you're at the culture, you're seeing stuff.
This is special for the travel, you know, the 13-hour, you cannot put a kid through 13-hour flight and just let them
be on it.
Binge on their
movies
or whatever. Your life will be a lot
while you're on that transportation.
Yes.
I think so.
This is a time when you make exceptions to those rules.
And as a tip, bring the chargers for these items. Bring the iPad, the watch, the phone. chargers in your backpack.
Yes.
Also, the USB cigarette lighter charger for your car.
Yes.
If you're renting a car, yes. You'll need that.
A portable charger to recharge.
And the portable charger.
Yes.
Okay, when we went overseas, we did not bring international converter plugs.
Oh, oops.
Yeah, so you're going to need those too.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you can't charge anything.
Yeah, I know. Put little tape on it.
Put the neon tape on it.
Yeah.
Bring your headphones, multiple plugs at the end of the headphones.
And I try to do a checklist, and I always put those on there because we forget chargers every freaking
time.
I've had to buy chargers at every city.
So have I. That's why we're doing the podcast. I found another technology tip, Tamara.
Oh, okay.
My husband loved this one.
Okay.
Maps.google.com.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you can estimate your travel time in the future.
Oh,
so like you got to be at the airport in San Francisco at 6 a.m. on Friday.
And it will tell you traffic conditions?
It'll tell you based on the history of Fridays at that time, it'll tell you when you should leave your house.
Wow, and that's huge.
It's amazing.
It is huge.
It'll save your marriage, people.
we were going to San Francisco, speaking of.
Uh-huh.
I almost missed our flight because I misestimated traffic.
It's hard to know. At different times of the day, it changes. So it's a nice little tip.
Yeah.
Maps.google.com.
Yeah. That's great. Oh, and then I forgot to account for the time to find long-term parking.
That is a big deal.
Took a van to get to long-term parking.
It's a nightmare.
Oh, my God. Stephanie, we had those moments where literally we're running.
I understand.
To there.
That's why you have that 1.7-ounce bottle of alcohol.
Yeah. Yes, and tennis shoes.
And your tennis
and comfy
shoes.
Comfy clothes.
Because it might be stressful.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And I would say, you know.
It sounds like you're always so laid back, Tamara.
Well, and that's what I think. You have to have that kind of attitude. I think people who are uptight and rigid and don't like new things, traveling is going to be really hard for them. I'd say if you're that kind of person, do the low-key travel, like local, you know, like road trips to, a couple hours away, and keep it low-key, because those kind of people get really stressed out, and you don't want to be so stressed out that you can't enjoy it.
Right.
So I'd say adopt the most laid-back attitude that you can have, which is expect everything to go wrong. You're going to miss your flight.
Potentially.
Your flight's going to get canceled.
It could happen.
Kids are going to puke, whatever. So you have to say to yourself, oh, well, it happened.
Mm-hmm.
Let's, try to fix it and move on.
I'll listen to that podcast and write all these tips down next time.
Yes,
right?
Yes.
Well, something I've learned to make the trip just a little bit more fun for everybody is while you're, delayed and your flights, or your train or whatever traffic, just to entertain yourself. Plan some fun entertainment that's special.
Yeah.
So my son and I came up with this idea. We download movies or bring books with us that are taking place in the location you're going to.
Oh.
So if you're going to the beach, get a beach book. If you're going,
we
went to New York City, so we watched Home Alone, New York City.
Oh, that's a great idea.
It makes it kind of fun. With kids, you really have to plan, if they're little kids, go to the dollar store, get a bunch of special toys, pack a little backpack full of snacks and surprises.
Yeah.
Don't give it to them until the actual trip starts.
Yes.
Because they'll find
they'll try to get into
They'll totally find it. Yeah.
And that's kind of related to my last one, which is to get familiar with the culture. So, like you already said, rent a movie about New York or wherever you're going. But also, learn little language phrases if you're going to, abroad.
Yeah.
Key ones.
Like what?
Where's the bathroom?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe little directions right and left and, stuff that will, keep you out of trouble when you're traveling. And you can make it fun. That's part of the fun of the trip is planning can be stressful, but planning can be fun, too. You can get excited. You can start learning about the culture. And so make that
very
fun
helpful.
Part. Yeah. Make that fun, too.
I remember, Tamara, I was trying to get my family to learn some French phrases last year. And every night at dinner, I was like, I'm going to teach one phrase every night at dinner.
That's cute.
They wouldn't do it. So I was the only one bonjour.
Bon appétit.
Où est la toilette? Yeah, and you know what's funny? Second we get off the plane, my husband could not find the bathroom, and he's yelling at people, where's the bathroom? Where's the bathroom? And they're all like, stupid American. And I would not help him. I'm like, y'all should have listened to me.
I know.
Should have, could have, would have.
That was a great idea,
though. I tried, Tamara.
You tried.
I always have these good ideas. No one else agrees. But overall, friends, we want you to stay healthy when you're traveling. My family always gets sick when we travel because everything's dirty, yeah. You know, yes. Like with the touchy-touchy of the stuff.
Airplanes, you're breathing other people's...
It's disgusting. Yeah. No matter where you are. You have a sick Tamara's kid puking on you. So pack your hand sanitizer, vitamin C tablets, wet wipes.
Yes.
It really does help.
Yes.
For sure.
I think that's an excellent...
Just keep... And get your sleep, you know?
Yeah.
The sleep will keep you really healthy.
Yes, it will.
Man, we covered a lot.
We did cover a lot.
We're serious about our traveling.
We are.
We want our girls and guys that are listening to be healthy and happy when they're traveling and have a stress-free vacation. So, Tamara, I hope our listeners might chime in and share their tips.
Yes, listeners, what are your tips for us? If you have some, send us your opinion at Stephanie@DirtyLazyKeto.com or via Facebook or Instagram at Dirty Lazy Keto. You can leave us a voicemail at 802-58-KETO-6. Your comment or question could be featured in an upcoming episode. Also, listeners, do you have a business you'd like to have advertised on the Dirty Lazy Girl podcast? Let's talk. Get in touch for more information.
Let's wrap it up, Tamara. We've been talking a lot today. We are so excited about this topic. But I held back my last secret hack.
Okay, me too. What's yours?
Mine's a little embarrassing.
Wouldn't be the first time we gave embarrassing hacks.
Well, don't judge people.
Okay.
When I share. There's no judging. This is a judgment-free zone.
Okay.
Well, when we travel, we always pack a black Sharpie.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. Okay. We, especially when our kids were little, but at Disney World, Disneyland, we used to go, you know, a lot of trips with the kids. Yeah. We would always write our cell phone numbers on our children's arms.
I think that's a great idea. What's wrong with that?
It's terrible.
No, it's not.
I'm planning on losing my child. Well, I never did lose them. I would like to make that noted.
Yes.
But we did go quite a bit. And I would also put my children in really obnoxious, bright, fluorescent colors.
Yeah.
So they'd be easy to spot in crowds, and we even wore matching shirts, the whole family.
Hey, I think that's cute.
I haven't lost a child yet.
Yes, there knock, you knock. Go.
What's yours?
Okay, this one's for getting through airport security a little faster. My hack is don't worry so much about how long the line is. Look at who's in the line. And the lines that are fastest have business travelers.
Oh.
If they have a suit and a briefcase, get behind them. They're because they know they do this all the time. So they have the slip-on shoes. They have everything in their, you know, see-through bags all ready to go. Don't get behind families.
Especially not with fluorescent shirts and, and Sharpie on the arm.
Stay away from those people.
Well, listeners, traveling to new places, it's awesome. Don't let it stop you. No matter where you're at in your life, no matter what size or shape or age or what your family looks like, how many kids you have, you know, don't be afraid to try it. Like, leave the house. New places will add new meaning and new adventure to your life.
But a good vacation doesn't just happen. It takes a lot of work, as we've discussed, both physically and mentally. So we hope our suggestions and hacks will help you have the relaxing and awesome adventure that our Dirty Lazy Girls deserve.
Well, what's the expression?
Bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
Adios.
Adios.
Al Wiederstein.
Very good, Tamara.
That's it.
That's
all I know.
Bye-bye. Au revoir.
Thanks for joining us on another Dirty Lazy Girl podcast.
Be sure to subscribe and then tell a friend. You can help other Dirty Lazy Girls join in our conversation by rating and reviewing our podcast wherever you're currently listening to your podcasts.
You can get in touch with us on the website DirtyLazyKeto.com or email us at Stephanie@DirtyLazyKeto.com. Until next time, I'm Tamara Sneezik.
And I'm Stephanie Laska.
Go forth and live your best Dirty Lazy Girl life.
And remember, you don't have to be perfect to be successful. Until next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.